What about the issue of duration of aromatase inhibitor therapy? And tamoxifen, we kind of settled in on 5 years. What about with the AIs?
Well, we've done a number of trials of tamoxifen duration, and we found out that 2 years was better than one. That was after we found out one was better than none. Then we did 5 versus 2, and then the 10 versus 5. There's a number of trials that leave that a bit of an open question, but you're right. The gold standard is 5 years of tamoxifen. Now, for duration of aromatase inhibitors, the jury's a little bit still out. We've got a couple of trials, one called the ATAC trial and the Big 198, that are showing that if you start a woman on either anastrozole or letrozole immediately after their surgery and their recovery from surgery, they do quite well and better than tamoxifen. But we've also got trials that say if they're halfway through their 5-year course of tamoxifen, switching them to any one of the 3 drugs is going to provide a disease-free advantage. And we now have data for exemestane, letrozole, and anastrozole that even after 5 years, switching to an aromatase inhibitor is going to improve the disease-free survival. Long-term duration question, the question is now, is 15 years better than 10 years of hormonal therapy? For the women who start on 5 years of tamoxifen, switch over to generally letrozole for 5 years, and it's an open question in an ongoing trial whether we should actually leave them on the letrozole drug for yet another 5 years after that.
Can you talk a little bit about the time course of recurrence, particularly in women with ER-positive disease? It seems like there's been a kind of a database that's coming out that's making people more aware of that threat in the long term.
Well, we know from experience that estrogen receptor positive and estrogen receptor negative breast cancers are two biologically different subtypes of breast cancer. And the ER negative disease tends to have a relatively early recurrence. If it's going to recur, it tends to happen. The highest risk of recurrence is, in fact, around 2, 2.5 years. And then if you're staying free of disease over the long haul, in fact, after 5 and 10 years, your annual risk of recurrence is actually decreasing with ER-negative disease. That means that for ER-negative disease, you certainly have to be aggressive with your treatments and hope that you can cure them quickly. With estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer, the natural history is quite a bit different. And in fact, we now understand that the ongoing risk of recurrence with an ER-positive breast cancer can be very substantial, and it extends well beyond 10 and even beyond 15 years. So in the long haul, it may not be any better to have an estrogen receptor-positive breast cancer than an estrogen receptor-negative breast cancer. If you take away hormonal therapy, you're just as likely to have a recurrence. If you throw in effective hormonal therapy, initially perhaps with tamoxifen or an aromatase inhibitor, and perhaps continue these hormonal therapies for a long time, we are fully expecting, though, that the rate of recurrence is going to drop substantially for that population.